you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says the problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little hair after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the awesome place to be, crabdiving.com. However you take us in, we appreciate the hell out of it. Strap in, ladies and gentlemen, for the next couple of hours, we'll be here for you. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I just want to say, God, aren't you going to miss Chris Christie? I'm going to miss that fat fuck.
Well,
sorry.
Did you? Right.
Whatever.
We're going to be here for the next couple hours. Tweet us during the show if you miss Chris Christie. If you don't miss Chris Christie.
Bye-bye, stupid.
If you're in New Jersey, we're sorry. He's coming back.
Fuck you. Oh, yeah. those people are the most upset.
Right, right. Wasn't he... remember when they had those polls with in Jersey about whether they thought he should run for president? Now, these are the people in his own state, and only like 20% of the people were like, yeah, he should run. 80% of the people were like, that fat fuck should not run.
They know
for
him.
For president. He'd make a shitty president. We don't want him. And when he was confronted with that stat in an interview, he said, well, you know what that is. They don't want me to leave.
That's brilliant. That's a brilliant response.
I've done so well for them.
They're
they
sad.
Love me so much that they just don't want me to drag my big man boobs out of the state.
They're gonna miss it, man.
Yeah,
you're gonna miss his big old knockers.
Well, did you
bring back the moobs of Chris Christie?
Yeah, oh, so gross.
Oh.
Did you hear the other news?
No, I don't know. What is it?
Well, also suspending a campaign today.
Yes.
If you believe her, she is wont to stray from truthiness on occasion. Carly Fiorina.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Not that long ago.
No.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, here on Crab Diving Wednesday.
That's so sad, man.
Yeah, Carly Fiorina is going to apparently go back to protesting in front of Planned Parenthood.
Does she
or
need
something.
To go back? I mean, does she need to resign? I mean, is that really necessary for some of these people? I mean, you look at their numbers, and it's like we're running. No one supports me.
Well, I think
but no one supports her.
We might get a few more votes in Carly Fiorina, actually.
Yeah,
thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for all your downloads and listens and shares. And
likes.
Crab spreading.
Thumbs up.
Yesterday, if you go to yesterday's show at crabdiving.com, I think the title is something about Trump and a pussy. And, you know, yesterday, Donald Trump famously, 2 days ago, actually, he said that, well, he didn't say it. Forgive me. Mr. Trump.
Oh, okay.
He was just quoting a woman in the audience who shouted something he thought was horrific,
shit.
And he wanted her to repeat it so everyone heard this horrific thing she said so they wouldn't repeat
sure,
it.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And then he was worried everyone couldn't hear it, so he said it.
Right.
But he didn't really say it, that Ted Cruz is a pussy.
Yeah, yeah. I remember earlier this year, I made a prediction that, like, I was like, what won't Trump say at a rally? Like, won't he say? And I said he will not say the N-word.
Yeah, I think that's...
Do you still believe that one?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. Do you think he would say the F-word? Fuck.
Oh, he has.
Not fuck.
Oh.
The homosexual slur. Homophobic slur, the F word.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he would.
I think he would say that.
Well, Alec Baldwin uses that one.
Alec's not running for president, I guess. I mean,
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to communicate with us at Crab Diving. If we're going live, we'll read your tweet and see what it says and possibly respond on the air or read it on the air. And if not, 24/7 tweet us. What the hell? You know, we check it all the time.
Oh, yes.
And join in our conversations over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. The great conversations going on, all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
Memes that we share and stuff that we talk about here on the show. Stuff that we don't talk about all is there. And if you're going to buy anything, don't forget Amazon.com.
Please.
This is the place to go. It's lots of great deals. Seriously, I buy a lot of shit on Amazon.
Do you really? You know, you can get that flown to you if you buy tube socks.
I don't
think
they're droning yet.
What?
I don't think they're emergency
fuck?
Condoms are being flown across.
What else is Jeff
city?
Bezos doing with his time?
Oh, right. He's got a lot of time, a lot of money.
Yeah.
But if you go, if you're going to buy something at Amazon, if you actually just go through our link, doesn't cost you anything extra, but we get a little skimmed off the top as a commission for sending you to Amazon. So
hell yeah.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon will take you straight there. Or if you're on the Crab Diving site, there's a little box.
That's right, baby.
You said box.
Box.
there's a little box you can click and take you to Amazon. We appreciate the hell out of that.
Perfect.
We don't bombard you with ads and bullshit. So if you want to help out our screaming liberal media here,
ninnies,
that's the way to do it.
I mean, we're not ninnies. Everybody else
is
a ninny.
Ninnies, yeah.
What?
No.
Liberal
you
could
be
ninnies.
Screaming ninnies on some occasions.
Liberal ninnies in Crocs with socks. Yeah. Fuck you.
Black Crocs.
Black Crocs with socks.
I wore my black Crocs. I didn't wear them in public, only to walk the dog in front.
Where do you? Oh, in front. I see.
I don't know. Is this funny? Oh, at the MSNBC blog, at Matto blog.
This just in, baby.
Is the story of Carly Fiorina exiting stage right. It says. But
yeah,
above it
yeah.
is like an ad or a little, it looks like an ad box. But the ad is actually a
box.
Call to action. It says, how to help Flint, Michigan.
Okay, bring them water, man.
But right underneath how to help Flint, Michigan, it says Carly Fiorina exits stage right.
I see.
Is that just me being
I think
weird?
It's, don't you think it helps the country when these Republicans leave?
Right. I think in an indirect way, it absolutely helps
or a
Flint,
direct
Michigan.
Way. If Carly Fiorina was in charge, the best thing she could do to help the country would be to resign.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so honestly.
She scored a whopping 4% in New Hampshire.
Oh, that's great,
yesterday.
Man.
Yesterday.
How many people voted
well,
for her?
Like
what are the raw
eight,
numbers?
10? I mean, it is
no,
New Hampshire,
no, seriously,
after
that must,
all.
Was that, that's more than 100, right? 4%?
Sure, probably.
Good
let me get
Christ.
The numbers here. From, by the way, yesterday was a big night, ladies and gentlemen. New Hampshire,
yeah.
Congrats to Bernie.
Good job, buddy.
Not great for Hillary.
Now, listen.
Womped, to use a Republican term, he schlonged her. Sorry, yeah. Beat the shit out of her.
Are we now? Are we evil Bernie Bros?
I don't think so. I don't. I'm not anti-Hillary. I'm anti-Hillary's kind of weird attacks.
Yeah,
and butt-hurtedness that saying, "Hey, you've been taking donations." From these major banks for years, and actually they invite you to speak. I don't think that's off the table.
Okay.
And it's not, you know, then she turns it into, oh, it's impugning my character, that show where it's influenced to vote. And maybe it didn't, but it's who you're hanging with. It's who are you sitting in the hot tub with having a Mai Tai.
You know, on her part, that's a brilliant way to repel that argument.
What do you mean?
How dare you ask that?
Well, that's what she's doing.
How dare you even suggest it?
Right.
But is it true? I mean, are you talking?
She's trying to find one vote that I've switched. Yeah. Well, maybe you didn't switch it. Maybe you voted one way from the beginning because you already. Maybe technically she's not lying, but.
What do these Hillary supporters want Bernie to do? To not try? Do they think that Hillary should just get the nomination and that the Bernie supporters should just say, you know what, it is her turn?
Well, you heard fuck Madeleine who, Albright. You're,
fuck who I want to vote for.
Your vagina's going to burn in hell if you don't vote for Hillary.
There's a cream for that.
There's a special place.
Yeah, if you need to buy that anti-burn cream, please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's not a burn you want to feel.
No.
Hashtag feel the
feel
burn.
Feel this burn. I guess we should feel bad, man. Everybody's saying you should feel bad if you want to support Bernie.
Bernie Sanders won by 22 points, 60.4% of the vote to Hillary Clinton's 38.0. They do. It's not a winner take all state. So,
so what does that mean?
That means they split delegates.
Oh, I see. God,
Sanders
what a contrived
got 15 and Clinton got 9.
What a contrived bullshit fucking situation this is. System.
Yeah.
So dumb.
And apparently 4 or 5 people voted for Martin O'Malley, even though he dropped out.
Who is that? Oh, did he really drop out?
Possibly there's some.
Did he drop out? I'm not kidding.
O'Malley's in New Hampshire.
Okay. He dropped out?
Yeah.
When?
A while ago. We announced it on Crab Diving.
Okay. Shit. I'll go to crabdiving.com and listen to that episode.
On the Republican side, with 23 delegates at stake.
Fuck you.
God. Now, these are percentages. I want to find the raw votes because apparently there are actual like hundreds of people who voted for like, I see Jindal on here.
Oh,
somebody voted
shit.
For Jindal. Even though they're
God.
Not in the,
I want to meet.
I can't
this.
Find that.
Don't you want to meet
I
them?
Find that an absolute lie.
White guy in some yurt in the upper fucking armpit of the middle of nowhere, New Hampshire, waddled out to vote for Jindal.
Yeah.
Does he have a relative? Does I mean?
There's got to be a Paiush there,
was
right?
A fucking mistake. I mean, you had to have written his name in, correct?
God, earlier I couldn't swing a dead cat without seeing these poll numbers, and now when I actually want to find them, I'm having a hard fucking time nailing down the numbers. I'm seeing all these percentages. But anyway, on the I'll multitask as I surf. On the Republican side, we know who won.
Yay.
Gee, I wonder who that was.
Fuck you.
The crowing could be heard around the world.
Oh, yeah.
From Donald Trump.
Fucking totally.
Let's sit down and pop a beer or a Quaalude and whatever your drug of choice is.
Oh, I want a Quaalude.
And let's settle into the fact that Donald fucking Trump won a primary for president of the United States in a state. In like one of our states.
I mean,
in real life. This isn't a reality show.
Yeah. Oh,
this
yeah.
This isn't a, I guess it is a reality show.
It's reality. Take off show. It's fucked up. This, when he announced, when Trump said he was going to run and it was serious and everything, how did you see it playing out? Did you think he would do this well?
No, I thought like everybody else did. I thought it was, first of all, he's done this. How many times has he slipped the tip in for the last 20, 30 years where he's been like, I'm going to run. And then this time it finally was like getting to the point where.
Did he just flip a
coin?
He
was people who like him were like, come on. You know, there's only so many times you can threaten to run and milk that cow.
Yeah.
And he finally pulled the trigger and ran. And then all of a sudden the ninnies started showing up.
I don't get it.
And then somehow he starts saying the right shit, like Mexicans are rapists and John McCain's not a hero.
I mean, you know, maybe former presidential candidates hadn't tapped into the right thing.
Right.
Maybe
they have.
They have. I mean, they haven't been. I mean, this is obviously the way to go. I mean, yeah, he lost Iowa, but I don't think he lost Iowa because he said something that was offensive. I just think the people of Iowa maybe are brain damaged and they like Ted Cruz.
Right.
But he won New Hampshire.
Yeah,
handily, right?
Who?
Trump.
Sure, yeah, sure. On the Republican side,
it's really disconcerting.
He won 35%.
Oh my God.
Of the vote. He had 100,000 votes.
How do you treat those Republicans that voted for Trump
I don't know.
As fucking human beings?
Did you see? Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
God.
The New York Daily News.
No shit.
Not fans
man.
Of Donald Trump. Another great cover that says. Dawn of the Brain Dead.
No, oh, that's funny.
It's got a picture of Trump painted like an evil clown. And it says, clown comes back to life with New Hampshire win as mindless zombies turn out in droves.
Yeah.
So it's yeah, like what dude. You said. What the fuck is going on with New Hampshire?
I mean, are there human beings there?
God, I mean.
How the fuck do you say, you know what? This country needs a change. You know, fuck this. They reformed healthcare. They're talking about making your college education fucking free.
Well, that's what Trump said, though. Was look, did you hear Sanders? He goes, I guess we got to congratulate Sanders. And the crowd goes, boo, boo. And he's like, no. We got to congratulate him. He goes, but he wants to give away the whole country. He wants to give away everything for free.
Who? Sanders. That's mm-hmm. what Trump said about Sanders. Yeah. He wants to take away golf.
He wants to give away education, which, I don't know, forgive me. I think education should be free.
Absolutely.
He wants to give away health care. Guess what? I fucking think health care should be free, too.
Everybody thinks health care should be free,
that's
unless you're
true.
An insurance company.
Right, unless you're in the health care industry.
Yeah, if you
capitalist.
Sell fucking medical equipment or something, you know.
It's
fucking loony, man.
Second place is interesting though because it with 15.8% of the vote, 44,909 votes.
Okay,
he got four delegates out of it. Was John Kasich, governor
oh, shit,
of Ohio,
man.
Who is the anti-Trump? He really is. He comes across as nice and sane.
Yeah. Well.
Which has nothing to do with the Republican right. platform these days.
I mean, I'm surprised he did so well.
But that's kind of his place. You know, yeah. A lot of the pundits are saying, first of all, I'm flipping around and reading, you know, all the results and everything and being on all the different right-wing, middle-wing, lefty-wing yes. media. A lot of people are commenting about, you know, the next one is South Carolina.
Oh, God.
Fuck you.
And... What? All of the different ideological thrusts have been talking about, okay, well, New Hampshire is one place, and Kasich, it's kind of a Kasich-friendly place. It's a kumbaya, it's, you know.
Are they stoners up
there? These might
be
old hippies that made money sure. and moved up to Concord or something, you know. And,
they got
and,
a cabin.
But now they hate taxes. So they're social liberals, maybe, but they don't want brown people taking their money.
Do they like shooting out. People up there? They're gun people up there.
Well, they
in
don't
New
have
Hampshire,
people
right?
to shoot, though, in most of the places. Me. They shoot deer and beaver.
What do you do for
stuff.
Fun up there? You drink, probably.
Yeah.
Drink.
Absolutely.
You drink a shitload.
You drink a lot. So, and apparently heroin.
Meth? Oh, heroin.
Apparently a lot Ooh. Of heroin.
Color me there, guys.
So
God, could you imagine you're in the middle of a cabin in nowhere in the woods of New Hampshire?
Well, you know
like
where that comes from.
Tying
though,
off heroin
is hillbilly heroin. Is people stop getting their prescriptions for their fucking oxy?
Yeah,
and then they find out. Well, guess what? I can get it cheaper in the form of going to Billy on the corner.
It's the same shit. Oh, Billy the heroin dealer.
Billy the heroin dealer.
Billy the smack guy.
Or wait, what are they named?
What will Billy take?
T-Money, G-Money.
Oh, yeah.
What did
Paula Page,
Paula Page
governor of Maine, said all these people are coming to the state to sell
and then
their white daughters
about
goods.
Half the time, they impregnate a white girl before they go home.
Right before.
Right?
Right before.
That's what he said.
I know. A governor.
I'm not joking. Yeah.
It's insane.
So the Republicans...
Fuck you.
But anyway, the South Carolina is coming up. And
oh,
everybody's
geez.
Been saying... That South Carolina is just going to be a ripping off the nipples fest. It's
nah.
just going to be brutal.
It's just a good day to die.
Yeah, no oiling up and fun wrestling.
Oh,
that
shit,
it's,
really?
It's yeah, titty twisters and ball snappers.
There's
and,
no oiling.
And that they're...
No baby oiling.
The gloves come off in South Carolina, which you think you would think it's all genteel and nice and shit.
Fuck you, boy.
Lindsey Graham and stuff like that. But you apparently, Lindsey's quite a scrapper.
Lindsey likes nipple play and he likes oil. So I'm sorry. There will be oil.
Lindsey thrilled with Jeb Bush's fourth place surge.
Is that who that lunatic is supporting?
Yes.
Lindsey for Bush.
Absolutely.
Yay.
He did say, I've seen the people have made vines out of it and GIFs and stuff like that where it says he was being interviewed and he goes, "Now I'm a Bush man."
No, he's a comedian.
Sure.
You're a jokester.
So in second was John Kasich. And I mean, he gave a great speech. If you're a liberal and if you're a Democrat who is maybe shitting your drawers about the lunatics, all of them on that side, how scary they are ideologically and stuff, because I guess he would be considered a moderate, though he's fucking not. But in that crowd,
he's fucking nuts.
I guess he's a rhino. But he really gave a good speech. It was a real... He's trying to be positive, which is, you know, kind of weird on the Republican side.
I just said he was nuts. I didn't mean that. I don't even know why I said he's fucking nuts.
Kasich?
Yeah. He's not nuts. He's just... I don't know what he looks like.
Well, I mean, now
he's...
He's a white guy.
All right.
And but he was in charge of the budget committee in Congress for a while.
Okay.
He was
boring.
Back in the days when things actually got done occasionally.
Oh, fuck that.
Before you had that tumor of teetarditude.
Yay.
That grew in the Congress and decided that
it's not benign.
If it's not their way, nothing gets done. We're going to throw a wrench into everything. If our little tiny minority can't get 100% what we want, we're going to stop everything.
We're going to shut down the government so the Meals on Wheels won't be delivered.
We're going to take over a bird refuge.
God, they suck. Oh, those are
the same deal.
It's the gross part of our country, having a voice.
So, Kasich in second. Ted Cruz in kind of third.
So, he essentially finished fourth.
Who?
Cruz.
No.
Not really.
Kind of third.
Kind of third.
Trump, Kasich, Cruz. But Cruz, Bush, and Rubio are all within like less than 1% of each other at 11, around 11%. Cruz slightly ahead.
Interesting.
Like, I mean, we're talking 1,000 vote difference between Cruz and Bush.
No shit, man.
But they're considering that a victory. For Bush. Poor, sad little Bush.
Wouldn't you?
Sitting in the corner.
Wouldn't you?
Had to have his mommy come out and help him. And then his brother. We heard the ad.
Oh, yes.
Did you hear the ad?
I mean, you would consider that a victory as well.
What? Fourth?
If you were
or
him.
From where it came, you're talking about.
Yeah. If you were him. I mean, now he's in the... I mean... Is he going to keep going? He's not resigning now. He's not quitting, Jeff.
No, he's got enough money to stay in it till the end.
But still,
really,
he can't
I guess
buy it. He thinks.
Well, he's fine. I think they're fighting that out. But
he's thinking he's going to scrap and fight, and he thinks he's going to win South Carolina and a few more, and then he'll survive, win the primary, and then he'll appeal to the moderate Republicans and win. Is that what he thinks?
I guess. I mean, you know, we talked about how he came out for Citizens United the other day. It was like, what?
I mean, it's sort of like
he was saying he thought that was he thinks it's a bad decision now and that they shouldn't have that much money. This is the guy who came into it with over $100 million.
Right. He is the point that is why that shouldn't exist.
Well,
he is that right. But he's against it. If you give, I want to talk Jeb Bush, whatever, you know, if people are giving him money to run, then I guess he should run, right? I mean, but if you're giving him money and you think he's, why? I mean, okay, fuck the numbers and fuck that thing that maybe he'll get enough delegates to, I don't know, win the primary.
Yeah.
I mean, but that doesn't discount or take into account his horrible fucking performances at these goddamn debates.
Well, how about how he had his way? How he Cosby'd Florida and you left that steaming mess of shititude. The educational system there is a shithole because he started turning it over to those fucking vouchers and everything. And not that long ago, I heard him say, vouchers, more vouchers in the United States. We need more vouchers.
It's so fucked up.
Privatize everything.
You want to privatize education?
Right. And and when the Republicans are in charge, everywhere they're doing it, they're trying to – they run into the ground. Teachers make too much. We got to take money away. Yeah, take the budgets away. Take the budgets away. And then the schools start turning into piss-poor fuckholes. And
that is the worst kind of fuckhole.
And then they say, well, look, it's not working.
We don't want this country.
We have to let white Bwana swoop in and corporatize it and show everyone how it's done.
We don't want to turn this country into a piss poor fuckhole. I mean, is that right? I mean, do we all agree? Maybe we don't agree. Maybe there's some fatalists out there that would want to run this motherfucker straight into the ground.
20-something in the world on education. How is the richest?
I can't name 20 countries.
In the history of the universe, at least this little corner of the universe, how the fuck is the richest country ever?
Beats the fuck out of me.
27th, 20th, by different measures, whatever.
Guatemala's beating us!
In education.
Guatemala is beating us!
In healthcare.
Yes.
Why are we not number one in everything?
Why can't we at least be number fucking 10?
It ain't working.
Is there an African country beating us in fucking education? Are there third world countries beating us in education?
Maybe.
I mean, this is fucked up.
I don't know.
Why would anyone want our country to look like Louisiana? Why would anyone give one campaign dollar to
Kansas.
Bobby fucking Jindal?
Kansas.
Florida.
Wisconsin. Florida. Look at your experiments. Kansas is the perfect one. They let him run roughshod the Koch brother philosophy. Take tax cuts throughout. If you got to raise taxes, raise a sales tax. That'll fuck the poor even more. Take away education dollars. Yeah, take away those takers that are sucking at the teat of the government. We're not raising the minimum wage. That hurts business.
God.
And what's happened now? A $1 billion hole in their budget. That he's still talking about cutting more education and cutting more food stamps.
How dumb!
To fix this. Meanwhile,
can we get
saying no? It's going to work. Let it go longer. Keep trying it. Once all the businesses can have slave labor here in the in Kansas, then you'll all have jobs, and we'll toss you a crumb every once in a while.
So fucking.
That's what the Republicans
up.
Are selling,
dude. I love that tweet you put up. It looks like Chris Christie's campaign is going to close all its lanes.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Follow us on...
get out the cones, baby!
Follow us on Crab
We're calling
diving.
It quits!
At Crab Diving on the
yeah,
Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Here you go.
So fucked up.
An ad for Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush. Here on Crab Diving.
This is President George W. Bush. We live in troubled times with a military deployed around the world. We need a strong leader with experience, ideas, and resolve. There's no doubt in my mind that Jeb Bush will be a great commander-in-chief for our military. Jeb has dealt with crises as the governor of Florida, and he did so with resolve, steadiness, and a calmness necessary in a good leader. He respects the military. He honors their families. He can make the tough decisions to keep Americans safe and our country free. And in a time of crisis, he will be a steady hand.
Jeb Bush, trusted leadership for a stronger America.
I'm the only candidate for president who's running on my record, not away from it. And the only candidate with a real plan to defeat ISIS, balance the budget, and grow our economy. I'm Jeb Bush. I'm running for president, and I approve this message because I'm ready to lead.
Did you bring condoms? 2016 Inc.
Did you bring condoms? Did you bring condoms?
So
what the fuck was that? Was that Trump in the background? This is a nightmare. Where did Bush record that? From the fucking Hague and a war crime fucking cell, dude. He's talking about our armies are deployed all over the world. Yes. Yes, they are.
Yeah, he's crowing.
But
he's happy with that.
Why?
The big white dick of America slinks. It's prehensile.
Dude.
Wraps around the entire world.
It's like I'm speechless.
What, right?
I don't know. Why am I listening to George fucking Bush the Lesser? Why? He was gone a long time ago, and now he's back. Which may, I mean, oh my God, if Jeb gets elected, is he giving W a fucking, it will W be on the Supreme Court?
But doesn't,
oh.
I, why not?
Holy fucking shit. But doesn't this show how just bottom of the barrel Jebediah's group is scraping here? That the brother is toxic.
Oh, yeah.
Before, he doesn't have his last name in his logo. It's Jeb. With an exclamation point. Jeb!
I don't know, man.
And he doesn't... He didn't embrace the Bush as much as Lindsey Graham does, apparently.
Yeah. You know, I gotta tell you, if you're gonna run... If you're running and your brother was president or your dad or what the fuck ever, it better be because their legacy was good. They had a good legacy. They had a strong legacy. That's how you'll win, right? I mean, that's the idea.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, well, I guess George Bush the Lesser. I mean, was George Bush Senior, was he considered a good president? I mean, not really, right?
Yeah. One term, they didn't.
I'm trying to figure out why.
Read my lips, no new taxes, and then he raised taxes like eight times.
After 8
like
years of George Bush, lied us into war, auto industry in shambles, finance industry in shambles, banking disaster, 9/11. I could go on and fucking on and on. His brother has the nerve
you're
to run.
So picky.
Huh?
You're so picky.
Oh, yeah. His brother.
But he loved America and freedom fries and stuff.
I wish they loved America a little more. That's all. And fuck your brother and fuck you.
But really, how desperate are they that they're uncrating him?
I think he should pull a wiener and put his dick out there to see if that helps. I think that might be more. I think people would rather see his dick than hear from his fucking brother. I mean it. You don't want to. Do you want to hear from that fuck? You don't know. Why are we support America? Strong government. Government. Armies deployed around the world.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful.
Stop it.
And so are we.
Fuck you.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
I mean, he lives in resting duck face, and he was our fucking president, and now
paint,
he's making
though.
Advertisements for Jeb
and paints. So there you go. That's the, what else is out of New Hampshire? Trump, Kasich, Cruz, who was crowing, saying, he was another one who was out there saying, you know, they thought we wouldn't get any votes here and here we are, we came in third, blah, blah, blah. And Jesus, and I hate homos and I'm into carpet bomb stuff. And let's go to South Carolina where there's more dumb evangelicals that'll love me is what Cruz is saying. Fuck all you. He basically said, fuck all you liberals. Yeah. He said something like a couple of shit bag things he said over the past day or two. One thing was some guy started chanting and yelling and protesting at a Cruz event and was calling him the Antichrist. You're the Antichrist. You're sent by the angel of gay, blah, 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 you know. And he was spewing crazy like Bible verses and stuff. And Cruz tried to be funny. And then he said, oh, that's funny. I thought lefties didn't believe in God. Because, of course, no liberal believes in God.
Oh, yeah.
In Ted Cruz land. And then the other thing which I've already forgotten. I had 2 points.
No shit.
Of horrible things.
Well, that things one that point was weekend, decent enough. That can count for two, everybody. Note it down in the scorebook. Right. He made 2 points.
But he's crowing about having won and is now going down to South Carolina where I don't know. Jesus is strong. The
listen to these fucking assholes. He's like, fuck this. Fuck New Hampshire. Fuck these northeastern liberal fucks. I'm going to go down to this trailer parks in South Carolina, and the loonies are going to run out tripping over their barbecue grills and their fucking rattlesnakes they wave around in church. They're going to love my stupid Jesus-y ass.
Bush.
Is that right?
Yeah. Bush.
Jeb Bush
31,000 Rubio right behind him, but really not a great sign for Rubio. Everybody's kind of putting a fork in Rubio. I don't know if you can totally count him out, but He had to apologize. He apologized to people for his robotic repeating performance. That'll never happen again, let me guarantee you.
That is the wrong way to address that.
What'll be funny is if in his next speech he says, don't worry, that'll never happen again, I can guarantee you.
I can almost tell you it's going to happen again.
Right, well, yeah.
I mean, you know what he says at that moment? He's got to say, listen, I know what I did, what I said sounded stupid, you know, but it's a long campaign. And to be honest, yes, we all have stump speeches that we, you know, memorize. I mean, it's our positions. They're important to us. Of course we remember. And every once in a while, you fuck your lines up. Leave me alone. That is not the most disgusting thing about me. Look at my politics. We're worried that he repeated his message. My God, he's Mr. No Exception.
Right.
He wants to make you shit out a baby after someone raped you.
Right. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, you were raped. But
yeah, and sorry I repeated a line. I didn't realize it was that offensive to be a robot.
Consider yourself blessed when that thing inside of you kicks your spleen and reminds you that you were brutally raped months ago.
Oh, yeah. To me, it would be, I would understand Rubio more if it turned out he was a robot.
Right.
I was like,
robots don't fuck up. Other people were saying
he's a shitty robot.
It's not a good analogy because these robots don't fuck up.
Maybe nobody changed his batteries. Maybe it needs to be restarted. Maybe we need an amendment in the Constitution. Now, you might think this is out of bounds. Okay. Try not to ninny out on me on this. But
should I get the Hitler drop ready?
Yeah, you should. We should have an amendment in the Constitution barring people that have served in the government in the following states for running for office, right? What's wrong with that? Florida.
Well, I don't think so, but we did have a kids' table for a while called the Voting Rights Act, right? And the Civil Rights Act.
I'm not talking about denying anyone the right to vote. I'm talking about denying people the right to run for office.
No.
For president.
No.
You can't run for president if you were in charge of Florida. I'll let you rebut, but I'll tell you how you should rebut. I'll name some states.
Wait, you're going to give me my own acceptable rebuttal? Okay.
And here's the caveat that's going to make it really shitty. You can't name any Democrats.
Go ahead.
Okay, Florida. Name me a good Republican out of Florida.
Well, you said Republican.
Yeah, I'm saying, it's flawed already. But I'm sorry, if there's a good liberal that works in Florida, you're in charge of that fucking shit state, you're barred too, because that state sucks. It sucks.
You can't blame them for the whole state.
Who do I blame it on then? The people that run it, who else would I blame it on? The politicians. I'm saying because your states suck so much fucking dick, you can't be trusted to run the country. Number one, Florida. Number two, Louisiana. Number three, Mississippi. Number four, Alabama. Mine should be number one. Michigan!
Louisiana over...
Michigan. No Michigan.
Mississippi?
Think about this. Imagine if would you... Yeah, I don't know. They're all on the list. The order doesn't matter. I'm sorry. Just on restriction. Georgia. Bye.
Email us at info@crabdiving.com.
What other states?
Whatever your list would be. Whatever you think. Should be.
You don't think it would be better if our leaders came from New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco?
Well, no. I mean, I don't care where they come from, as long as they're not assholes, as long as they're good leaders.
What if we just get people from, like, I don't know. It's just disheartening I'm hearing from Bush and I'm hearing from Rubio, and they both were in charge of Florida. And we did that story last week about Florida, or no, yesterday on crab diving. Please go to iTunes or Stitcher or to crabdiving.com to listen to previous episodes of this fucking show. A dude in Florida picked up an alligator and he threw it through the drive-in window of a fucking Wendy's. And I'm just saying, we don't want our state to look like that. Our country. I don't want my country to look like Florida.
By the way, I saw a follow-up to that. He
crab diving follow-up.
He's apologizing profusely.
Is he? How do you apologize for that? I'm sorry.
And but he really doesn't think he should be charged with like a felony assault. And I saw they had some wildlife expert who was like, well, that size gator can't really do that much damage. I'd be more worried about the infection from the bite than the bite itself or whatever.
Fuck
like,
you.
I don't want no 3-foot.
Dude.
I don't want a chihuahua biting me. I don't give a shit if it.
A reptile, an amphibious monster. 3-foot. That's big enough. Comes through my driving window. Number one, I'm not expecting it. I'm not expecting. I am sure. How many people are in that Wendy's behind the register? Five people? Did they all shit their pants?
Well, right.
I mean, are you not expecting it, number one? And number two, I don't care. The bite's going to hurt regardless. Okay, yes, bacteria.
I'm not expecting it. I don't think a lot of flying alligators come through the drive-thru.
What is this
not
guy?
Not a lot of people pay with reptiles.
How's his day in court going to look like? I mean, is he going to have a chance? This Joshua. I remember his fucking name. Out of all the crazy shit that goes down in Florida, it's Joshua James or something like that. Sorry, dude. I don't mean to shame you on the fucking internet radio, but Jesus fucking Christ, dude. What do you tell the judge?
Too late.
Explain yourself.
You're about to be shamed.
Explain yourself, Floridian. Why? What do you say? I thought it was funny. He thought it was a fucking
Rubio
joke.
Rubio Christie, who got 7%, 21,000 people only voted for him. 11,000 for Fiorina.
Okay.
Now, what's Carson still doing? Carson got 2.3%, 6,000 votes.
I think those people that voted for Fiorina need an MRI.
You think so?
11,000 people, yeah. You just said? I'm trying not to scream that. I mean, like, who in the fuck?
4%.
Votes for her. She's saying those videos are real. Those Planned Parenthood fucking videos.
Well, one.
Come on, man.
Well, apparently there's 11,000 people who that's their prime issue, is killing the babies. 133 people statewide voted for Jim Gilmore.
Oh, shit,
still running, by the way.
God damn.
And then.
Again, I wouldn't know him. If you showed me a picture of him.
4,857 other.
What do you mean? That's his people. They pie-ish?
People that didn't get enough votes.
Pie-ish in there?
Probably.
How many votes did he get?
4,800. But think about it. Carly Fiorina only got like 1,000 votes more than all the others added together.
Oh, my God. How much? Whatever money she spent in New Hampshire was too much and ill-spent, right?
Who?
Fiorina, whatever she spent in New Hampshire,
all of them.
Was way too much.
Right.
Jeb Bush is still in this.
And still.
Good.
Yeah,
Christ.
And he's got money to stay in. I mean, if he can.
Our system
maybe
is so
he's hoping
fucking fucked up.
That somehow Trump will flame out and maybe take one of the other idiots with him, take Cruz with him, or take Jeb's plan, maybe it's worked too well, is to kind of hide in the background and let Trump duke it out with these other quote establishment idiots and let Trump do all the damage to them.
Is it true Ben Carson uses propofol just like Michael Jackson?
but the problem is that the Trump every once in a while spots Bush hiding behind that tree and runs over and kicks him. So he's not immune himself. So,
I mean,
yeah, I guess we'll see. So we have Trump and one for Cruz, one for Trump. Ugh, what is wrong?
I mean,
with
Trump called Ted Cruz a pussy. How do you refute that? What did Ted Cruz say about that? What was his response? He's wrong. I'm not a pussy. Oh, I said it. Or do you? This is what I would do. Well, you know, I'm not exact. I heard what he said, and I'll tell you this: it's not presidential, and I wouldn't say that. And I don't think it impressed the American people.
It's probably not that far from the truth.
But you know, it did. It absolutely impressed the American people. Do you think he lost support?
Trump?
He won Iowa. He kicked everybody's ass, and before they voted, he made sure to remind them that Ted Cruz is a pussy.
I mean, I gotta say, of all the shit he said,
you don't think that's so
over
bad?
The months? Yeah, I mean,
pussy.
That's one of the lower ones.
But he said
one of the lower ones on the totem pole.
I know that, but it's funny. Do we? I'm sorry.
Don't you think?
You know what? I'm not gonna ask you to play it. The evil part of me wants you to play him.
Oh, I'm looking for it right now. As you were saying that, I was trying to find it.
It's like I almost wanted to shut down the show yesterday and just play that on a loop because I think it's like one of the most amazing moments in
for the next 2 hours
campaign history of America.
Yes, Ted Cruz. Serious question. Well, what do you think of waterboarding? Is it okay? And honestly, I thought he'd say absolutely, and he didn't. He said, well, he's concerned about the answer because some people, she just said a terrible thing. You know what she said? Shout it out, because I don't want to...
Oh, my God.
Okay. You're not allowed to say, and I never expect to hear that from you again. She said, I never expect to hear that from you again. She said he's a pussy. That's Tara. Tara.
He's gone with her.
Listen.
He's an evil asshole right wing Don fucking.
I mean, listen to that herd of assholes applauding the fuck out of him, man.
I mean, what would you be doing if you were in the crowd and you saw... I would... You know what?
I'd be laughing my ass off and applauding.
I would be applauding, too. I want to blend
fuck
in.
Fuck yeah.
I don't want to get beat up. Hey, good job, buddy. Yes, he's a pussy.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd be...
Those people are scary.
I'd be screaming, Muslim lives matter.
Right. Oh, shit. All right.
Sniper.
Don't add one to the chest. He wanted her to yell out pussy, too. That's the funniest part.
She did.
And then he goes, she said, he's a pussy. Terrible. Terrible.
Right. I can't believe you said that.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Can't believe you said that.
Oh, yeah.
So those are the results. I mean, and then on the other side, Bernie just, I mean, whomped the hell out of Clinton. 60.4%, 38%.
Whomped.
Again, it's split delegates, so... It's only a 6-delegate difference. And like Bernie said, coming out of Iowa, even when they said if they asked him if he was going to dispute, you know, the real close race there, he was like, look, you need like 2,400 to win or something like that for the whole thing. Two or three delegates here or there may not make that much of a difference right now. So,
yeah.
It really is only a 6-delegate difference, but it's, you know, it's psychological. It's a pissing contest. And
it's the worst.
She got whomped. And among young people, a lot of young people turned out, which is not a good sign for her. It's just not. Young people of both dangly bits.
Yes.
Don't like her.
And you said Bill Clinton, former president. You remember him?
I've heard he's losing his mind.
He's not happy with how the campaign's being ran.
The rumors are that he's losing his shit, kind of like he did.
He won twice, right?
4 years ago.
He won twice.
Yeah.
Why isn't he running the campaign?
Well, I don't know that...
She's lost already.
It's the same country.
For
a Bill campaign.
Oh, we're in the same country.
Yeah, I think it's a different atmosphere. I don't know if Bill Clinton Unleashed is exactly what you want to happen.
He might be happy. He might be putting on an act.
You think?
Do you think he wants to be in that fucking White House again? I mean, yeah, I'm sure he's got good memories of the Oval Office.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it wasn't, would you consider his presidency incredibly smooth for him or no?
I think it would be weird. I think it's going to be weird. And I think he's going to be one of the most active, probably, first spouses that we've had. I mean, we've had a lot of pretty active ones, but...
Really? I mean, I think...
I don't think he's going to be walking around picking out China and shit. And they've already asked.
Yeah.
And she laughed about that and said, no, she's picking out the China.
Oh, jeez.
Like so... he's not even going to get to do that.
Bill's like, you want me to pick out the China? Yeah, I'll pick out the China. Fuck
I guess
you.
The first gentleman is what they call him, right?
Oh,
is that
yes.
What he's going to be called? The first husband? The first gentleman?
The first cock of the walk.
What do you call him?
You're going to call him nothing. I think he's so happy Hillary's lost Iowa. I don't think he wants to be anywhere near that shithole. I think he's got bad memories. That whole Monica Lewinsky thing. He's like, fuck that shit.
He doesn't want to walk down that hallway anymore.
Well, all I did was put a cigar in someone. I turned an intern into a humidor. I'm hated. What's that guy, Ken Watts-as-fuck, that investigated him? Is it
Lay?
Ken Lay was, no, he was from the Enron scandal. He faked his own heart attack and death to get out of going to jail. Who was in charge of the investigation for the Monica Lewinsky hoo-ha?
Oh, I don't remember. I mean, I don't know.
Shit. Tweet us in at Crab Diving. You have to fucking know.
I've got a story here. Sanders made history last night.
Really?
With his landslide victory. Plus, the first Jewish American to win a primary.
Right. And so why is the story now it's Bernie Bros playing dirty against Hillary?
Is that the story?
Oh, that's what I feel like I'm fucking hearing or seeing on my Facebook feed.
Yeah, they're upset that I guess the thing that Hillary and Bill are complaining about is that by Bernie continually bringing up this Goldman Sachs shit, that it's impugning her character, suggesting that she's been bought off by the big banks and by those big special interests. And how dare they make it personal?
Jesus Christ. I mean, how dare the Clinton machine talk about anybody making anything personal or going quote unquote negative?
Right.
Or maybe that's just the narrative we're made to think that's actually going on. You know what I mean? Maybe this is advertising by the Clintons.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're pumping all those ads into my Facebook feed, you know, and people don't really feel that way. Who knows?
Well, and plus Bernie, I mean, this is going to be one of his states. You know, it's right next door to his state. And kind of white liberals, it's going to probably lean his way. And
perfect.
That in Vermont. And so we'll see what happens in South Carolina. I mean, if he somehow manages to win South Carolina, I think she's doomed.
Okay.
I think that's it. I mean, South Carolina is, you know, Bible-ish country. And I'm not sure that even from the Democrat side, that Bernie's going to fly in. And a lot of black people.
I was about to ask you, how do you think he's going to do in South Carolina? Shitty or good?
I don't know. He got two really important endorsements today. A couple of pretty significant voices in the black community. Ta-Nehisi Coates, I know, was one. And the other was...
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
I don't remember her name. She's an author. Forgive me. But I don't have it open in front of me. But basically, she wrote a piece over at... Is it The Nation, maybe, saying
Salon.
That, oh, here it is. Michelle Alexander's her name. Why Hillary Clinton doesn't deserve the black vote. From crime bill to welfare reform, the policies that Bill Clinton enacted and that she supported decimated black America. So she's saying, you know, while Bill Clinton, the gist of her article is that while Bill Clinton was out there playing saxophone and, you know, saying, look, I'm your next black president, first black president, the policies they were enacting, that horrible crime bill, which was, you know, let's be tough on crime kind of bullshit, and the welfare reform was, you know, spearheaded by the right and stuff, and he jumped on.
Well, that was his attempt to be moderate, right?
Right. That was one of the kind of new Democrat things.
Don't play that. Right.
So she said, Michelle Alexander saying they stop saying, well, obviously Hillary's got the black vote wrapped up because she shouldn't and doesn't. So who knows? More and more people. I know Reverend Al today had a meeting with Bernie.
I saw a picture of the two.
Reverend Al didn't endorse anyone, but they had a good talk about
in the sauna at a bathhouse. Is that
about
correct?
What Bernie's talking about? And he said Reverend Al said it's just Bernie getting his message out. I don't think it's a case of vastly different in where their policies. Bernie wants massive police reform.
Massive.
He wants the black people to stop getting shot and killed.
We should all want that.
He wants he recognizes that it's a black thing, that it's a racist thing. You know, on top of that,
I mean,
he anti-cop.
He came out and explained the Black Lives Matter movement
right
to America. Has Hillary done that?
And I don't know, the you know, all the gossips and everything are saying that really the Clinton campaign, there's probably a lot of yelling going on behind closed doors because Bernie's out today, out and about, and she's holed up. She's taking a day off.
Why not, man?
She's regrouping.
She's putting out some new fucking spreadsheets and that kind of shit. I mean, I feel like this is an important time to be a progressive. If you think about, like, marriage equality, you know, changing the minimum wage, raising the minimum wage. There's some important issues out there. Healthcare. I just think...
immigration.
God damn it. Why can't we have a true progressive be president? Why is it her turn? Why are they trying to make us feel bad for supporting Bernie? I don't fucking understand.
Yeah, and we still have, you know,
if you want my vote, then be better than Bernie. It's that fucking simple.
And there's friends in my timeline who are Hillary fans who make that argument of, well, you know, it's just, he's just dreaming. He's just handing dreams. Like, he'll never be able to get that shit done.
Well, that...
like, that's unrealistic, but...
How defeatist?
Well, and again, they're not going to wrap their loins around her when she walks into Congress for the first time. Mitch McConnell is not going to say, I can't wait
to work with her and help the country. We're going to work together to get everything done because she's great.
Right.
Everything's going to be fine. No, Mitch McConnell's going to be like, yeah. I'm not. If she likes it, we're going to be again.
Mitch the bitch McConnell can't wait to work with Hillary, and neither can that fucknut from Texas. What's his name? Louie Gohmert.
Right, two, all of them.
They just can't wait.
And
they're ready for Hillary, baby.
Right. So then maybe it becomes like Bernie says, he can't do it alone. It's got to be more of a movement. And they've
movement.
Got already. I saw an article
squirt
earlier, maybe today, yesterday, that there's already a few Congress.
Oh, no.
People that are getting ready to run for Congress that are Bernieites. They're democratic socialists, unabashed, and that they're trying to grow more and more of these
right.
of these politicians that believe in what Bernie does and start electing them to office to primary these fucking Democrats, some of these Democrats that suck at the corporate teat.
Yummy.
And
part of me doesn't understand. I mean, I get why Hillary wants to be president, right? I think she would be a good president,
I think,
right?
So too. I'm not worried about her being president. I think
no, you just support Bernie. That's all.
Rather see Bernie, yeah.
And my God, we talked about this before. I mean, if she has to fight hard to get the nomination, doesn't that make her message better? Doesn't
right.
that make
and
her
that
a stronger
right.
candidate?
It pulls her hopefully a little bit more to left. I mean, she's going to probably spring middle when whoever is
really?
Not Bernie. But see, that's what's going to be interesting is if it's Bernie v. Trump, this is going to be an amazingly bizarre election. Well, first of all, that's when Bloomberg might pull the trigger. And all of a sudden we got Bloomy in there. I think would seal the deal for Bernie.
Bloomy? See, I think Bloomy would take some of Bernie's votes.
I think he'll take both, but I think he'll take more. I think there are going to be more Republicans holding their nose and voting for Trump.
Right.
Because he's a Republican. Than there are going to be Democrats holding their nose and voting Bernie.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I think...
Bloomberg.
Right. I think Bloomberg, he was a Republican in New York. He ran as a Republican.
Bloomberg,
but kind of a...
He can't...
Again, a liberal-ish or moderate Republican.
Donald Trump is going to... what's he going to say about Bloomberg? He wants to take your soda away.
Took your soda. Yeah, he's going to make everybody...
You fat fuck.
He's going to make sure you don't drink soda.
Bernie's going to take away your golf.
It's terrible.
No
he's
more.
A terrible mayor. Terrible. Worst mayor ever. And then Giuliani's going to crawl out from under the dais with wiping
9/11.
Jizz off his face and pulling Trump pubes out of his teeth.
9/11. 9/11.
Be like, I was there for 9/11.
Jesus Christ.
And I support Trump. Did you see, guys?
I just don't know how, the thing about Bernie running against Trump is just kind of nuts because, I don't know, how does Bernie stay on the high road with this fucknut over here going, look at his fucking, he's an old man, look at his energy, you know, he's a socialist, he's taking away your golf.
Well, he's 4 years older than Trump. I mean, it's not like he can,
I know, but again, that's what you're talking
different
about.
Different generation.
Reality. Maybe Bernie needs to, do you get frustrated with Bernie sometimes when you look at him and you're like, did you comb your hair today?
No,
could you get a haircut?
No, I like that.
I don't. And I
kind of like it.
I like it. Yeah, okay. No.
He gives zero fucks, Ryan, about what his hair looks like.
I know that's nice. That's nice. But I just feel like the right's going to look at him and be like, who the fuck is that? He looks like Christopher Lloyd. I can't vote for him.
But there are independents that are Trump fans.
Yay.
There's a certain percentage out there that have said they would vote Bernie.
Well, I mean, God, I don't
but
even.
But not the other way around.
See, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, yeah,
to me.
It's the anger with the system. It's the. We hate the fact that these guys get into office saying they're going to represent us and they're going to do all of everything that we want, and then they do fuck all for us and just bend over for corporate interest and hand it over to the evil robber barons.
Oh, yeah.
Basically.
Oh, my God. It's insane.
And so, I mean, there you go. Anyway, I could pontificate forever, but thanks for joining us here. Top of the hour, ladies
and gentlemen.
You actually
could. We have a whole fucking internet radio network. We could pontificate our asses off. That's all we got.
We're starting the Crabbist religion.
Pontification.
And on the third day, he did plant the weed. Here is somebody who we were talking a little bit about, Bernie Sanders and the election. And here is an important voice from a great political pundit.
Pundit.
Who I'm sure you're wondering what he thinks of Bernie Sanders and the results. Here we go from the 700 Club.
Oh, my fucking God.
Today, Pat Robertson.
I forgot who he supports.
Economist with the Heritage Foundation and Freedom Works. It's a pleasure always to have him with us. What do you think of the election?
I am so happy. I'm happy because you know what we found out last night, Pat?
What's that?
She is not going to be president of the United States. She is not going to be president. Okay. Yeah.
This is some guy, Stephen Moore from the Heritage Foundation.
They're a hate group, right?
Right-wing think tank. I don't think they've been designated a hate group yet, yeah. But they're
I hate you.
A crazy right-wing think tank, whatever that is, unthink tank.
Yeah. About last night, Pat.
What's the?
She is not going to be president. Of the United States. She is not going
to
be.
Listen to two of them laughing. Pat's going to have to change his depends after the
absolutely.
Segment because this guy made Pat cackle.
Oh shit! Squirt.
President. Okay. And there's just no way. I mean, she's only getting 40% of the Democrat vote. Yeah. I have a lot of liberal Democratic friends who are very nervous today because they realize they've got a losing ticket. On the Republican side, I think it's Trump is
losing ticket,
dude.
They're really trying to spin that if Bernie gets in, we're doomed because nobody's going to vote socialist. But then when Bernie's issues get out there, nobody gives a shit about the term socialist, especially the younger people. The younger people haven't been propagandized like we were as kids or like older than us were as kids that the evil commies are coming to take our babies.
Fuck you.
And take all your stuff.
Right.
And also, the socialist is the same thing. Socialism equals communism. Evil, evil, evil. Buy this, buy this, buy stuff. Consume, consume, consume. Everybody will be rich.
Right. This is... the what is happening is, on our side, is we've got two amazing candidates to choose from.
Yes.
And what's happening on the other side is they've got
10 amazing assholes to choose from.
Do you remember that? You remember the movie Dream Team with Christopher Lloyd? Two yeah. Christopher Lloyd references. Michael Keaton was in it. That's who's running. Everybody in that crazy fucking van.
Yeah.
Honestly. Jesus.
Here's a little bit more.
Amazing political phenomenon, isn't he? I mean, have you ever seen anything like this?
Never.
I mean, if we had been sitting here a year ago and I had told you that Donald Trump, was in first place and could be the Republican nominee, I have to say this, and I don't have a horse in this race, but I thought his speech last night was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It was patriotic. It was pro-business. It was pro-America. The more I see him, the more he comes across as sort of the anti-Obama, right? Yeah. He's a man of accomplishment, a businessman who has hired people. He exudes patriotism. He loves America.
I'm so sorry to be difficult.
I'm sorry.
I have to address this.
I was trying to see if we could actually hear Pat jerking off.
Oh, yes. Amplification. I mean... Obama, even if he wasn't president, accomplished, yes or no?
Oh, come on.
I mean, that's what this guy's saying. He's much more accomplished than Obama. I hate that. Obama was not, God damn these fucking asshole conservative dickheads.
Well, and define
he's a community organizer.
Okay, great. He built some buildings that he slapped his name on. He really helped our
our society by building some casinos.
Oh, well, yeah.
And the Miss Universe pageant. Yes. Let's not forget that wonderful
Thank you for that.
Addition to society.
Has the Miss Universe pageant made this country safer? What has it done? I mean, man. And the thing is, before Obama was president, they make him sound like he was on the corner selling lemonade. Mm. He's a community organizer. He's senator.
Right.
You know what I mean, man? Yeah, and he's a Harvard lawyer. How shitty.
He was in the inner city trying to advocate for poor black people. What an asshole.
What a fucking asshole. He could have been in the private sector raking in shit tons of fucking cash. Am I right?
Carly Fiorina. Yeah.
Carly Fiorina fucking us. 30,000
people put out of work at HP while she ran it.
You know what? So
that they could raise the bottom line for their shareholders. Right.
Well, she's looking out for those fake fetuses that are being ripped out in movies that don't necessarily fucking exist. I feel bad because when I bitch about Fiorina, I make it personal. About my experience with a personal printer, and that's her fucking shit.
Oh, I thought
shit.
You were going to talk about the abortion you had.
Business. No. I had an abortion right before this show.
Did you? Is that why the bathroom door is still closed?
Sucked out. I gotta be honest with you. We need a new dustbuster. But like, I forget about the people she put out of work. I just bitch about the printers I bought from HP that suck so much dick and make my life miserable. Think about the people who are out of work. That's worse, man. Shit.
Things on America. Yeah. I think, you know, that's very attractive to voters. But it ain't over.
It ain't over. You know, all those young people, and hear this old man, this old socialist, saying all these things. And these kids, they I don't know if you listened to these speeches, but, you know, they kept cheering over and over
again. He got 80% of the voters under the age of 29. Bernie Sanders did.
Well, I mean,
and that's an amazing thing.
Is that like the kids who want to do a panty raid in a fraternity?
Is that like the kids want to do a panty raid in a fraternity? That's exactly. Well, I guess I never thought of that. Is that a brilliant analogy?
Oh, sure.
On the part of Pat Robertson?
Well, I think he's wrong.
What does that fucking mean? First of all, you do panty raids.
Yes.
On sororities.
Sure.
If you're doing a panty raid on a fraternity, you might have a hard time finding someone.
Either
unless
one.
There's, who knows what's going rapey. On, what frat's going
He's
on.
He's saying that all these frat rapey dudes are supporting Bernie, and I don't think that's the case. I think the frat rapey dudes might be supporting...
Do you think that's what he's saying?
Another candidate. I don't know what the fuck he's
what
saying.
Is it? What is
I
he
think
saying?
He barely... I don't... I think that's the reference that came to his head. I don't think he knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Bernie Sanders did.
Well, I mean,
and that's the amazing thing.
Is that like the kids who want to do a panty raid in a fraternity? I mean, is it kind of...
Well, first of all, it's an indictment of our education.
And the other guy just keeps going. He just ignores that one.
Is that a panty raid?
Yeah. Is that a panty raid in a fraternity?
Is that because of Last Comedy? Yeah. Last Comedy sounds like Animal House or something.
System in America.
Boy,
when these college graduates think that socialism is an economic model that works, I mean, show me anywhere in the world, Bernie Sanders, where socialism hasn't worked. I mean, look.
Denmark, Finland, Netherlands.
Defeat. Shut up, Ninny.
Now, if he brings up China.
Yes.
If he brings up Russia.
So what?
He's wrong. He's wrong.
Well, he's a Republican.
Oligarchs, they purport to be socialism or communism, but they're not. They're oligarchic dictatorships in some cases.
Listen.
They're not. Do you think that everybody was equal in Russia, in communist Russia? You think there were no dashas? Where
Nicked!
All the
Nicked!
No bunga bunga parties among the rich and elite of Russia?
Oh,
fuck
God.
Off.
Who knows what goes on there?
So
we
if this
no
asshole brings
idea.
That up, these countries up, you know he doesn't know what he's talking about.
He's a fucking
Bernie
asshole.
Sanders, where socialism hasn't worked. I mean, look at Greece, for goodness sakes. Yeah. It's bankrupt. Look at...
Greece is bankrupt, you fuck face, because of... Greece is like a model of our mortgage crisis that we had here. Evil,
mortgage.
Vicious, international bankster fucks who looked at Greece... And said, "Wow, they're having some financial problems, and they knew that Greece would not be able to pay these onerous loans back. they don't care because they've worked the system so much that even if they lose, they gain.
Yeah.
So
think about it.
Well, they'll force the EU to pay it. Or now they're forcing the people of Greece, austerity on the people of Greece, because the evil fucking banksters are demanding their pound of flesh on a loan that they gave knowing it wouldn't be able to be paid back. Yeah. Just like the mortgage system.
Right.
All these assholes. Bad credit doesn't matter.
Hey, who
gives we'll give a you
butt?
A loan. Bad credit. That's fine.
All right. Everything's above board here, guys.
And then things go tits up and they sell them off and they make money because they've created these derivatives and bullshit and selling at losses.
It's so shit that people can't even understand. Right?
So it doesn't matter. Meanwhile, Granny's getting kicked out of her house.
Yeah.
And they don't give a fuck all. They don't care.
Fuck all. Hello.
Because somebody's making money either way.
Right.
That's what we're trying to get rid of.
Yeah.
That system.
That's bad, okay?
That's what socialism we're trying to inject.
That's super bad.
And this guy is saying Greece is socialism. That the all of the social programs they enacted in Greece is what sent them into spiral. The people got pissed off and just put the socialists in.
I have some bad news for you. You can excite how all these what he says doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You can whatever.
Yeah.
It's facts.
Pissing in the wind.
You're saying it's wrong. It does. They don't care for wrong.
What about Jesus and guns?
There you go. Jesus.
Show me anywhere in the world, Bernie Sanders, where socialism hasn't worked. I mean, look at Greece for goodness sakes. Yeah. It's bankrupt. Look at Argentina, look at France, look at Detroit. I mean, look at Puerto Rico. All of the socialist states are going.
Puerto Rico, same deal with the banksters, the evil banksters bankrupting it. And Detroit, capitalist fuckwads outsourcing American jobs overseas.
Oh, okay.
That's not socialism. Giving people pensions and giving people Social Security and giving people
what is that?
Welfare
that's being
is
human.
Not bankrupting it and sending jobs away.
Well, I mean,
sending jobs away is we lost 4 cents a share this year. We can get some Chinese kids to build this shit for 8 cents a month. What the hell are we doing here?
I almost want to ask the Republicans, what do you really want? Do you just want to get rid of government? Do you just want to fix it so it is like Deadwood, so you roll into a town? The guy with all the money can do whatever the fuck he wants. Everybody has guns.
But they don't. And that's what's so sad is that the dumb base, they don't. When you talk to them about individual issues, they don't. That's why some of them like Bernie. If you can get through to them.
If you ask someone making minimum wage if they want to make more money, do they say no?
Right. I don't deserve it. I'm not working hard enough.
When you're right. I mean, I don't
Jesus
know.
Tells me I'm working hard enough.
I mean, if the Jesus thing is that shiny and that important that it makes a person
it's really important
vote against their own fucking interests, like their basic interests, having more money after working your ass off. They're choosing to have less to vote for someone that wants them to have less money.
Right.
I don't know how that gets solved. I don't know how you pierce that, get through it.
And, you know, he's like, well, they're just luring them with you're telling college kids you're going to give them free college. Well, you know what? Yeah. You're telling a college kid, hey, guess what? I'm going to put a tiny little marginal 10th of a percentage tax on every ridiculous electronic transaction that flies through at the speed of light on fucking Wall Street that doesn't help society at all, that all it does is rack up little digits at some Cayman Islands fucking account asshole. We're going to put a tiny little sea hair of a tax upon that. We're going to take a little bit of a VIG off of each of these little bets that these assholes are betting. And it's not going to, you can't tell me a 10th of a percent on every Wall Street transaction is going to keep Jamie Dimon from his yacht. It's not going to keep the Koch brothers from their 18 houses.
Well, that's the other thing. I don't know how.
But it can pay for everybody's college in the whole country.
We're on fire over here. There's plenty of water you can pour on us, but the people burning don't want you to.
Right.
I'm not a smart enough person to figure that one out.
Because
I don't know.
They're convinced that you're taken from them and given to somebody else.
Jesus Christ. This religion thing is fucking us.
You're taken and given. You're taking it from... Well, and then you add racism in. Thrills some of these people better than to have
a
lazy black person to point to.
Oh, yeah.
That's taking their money.
I think we're just stupid, and I think there's a lot of stupidity, and I don't know that there's a cure for it, which, again, brings me back, makes me sound... You're going to play the Hitler drop, but I'm IQ test.
Should I find it?
You want to register for vote? To vote, you show me... You show me your Mensa test result scores. Well, why don't we just let all the Mensa vote, and then I sit home.
What do you mean? But there's a lot of Mensa assholes.
Oh, my God.
But, James Woods is in Mensa.
But they're not going to be distracted by religion. You know what I mean? Right?
But James Woods is in Mensa.
Okay, that's one. That's one. That's
misogynist,
the only one.
Racist ass fuck.
Name me another genius asshole. Allegedly. Please. I'm serious.
He's very litigious. Oh, allegedly.
Yes. Whatever.
Allegedly.
Okay, so James Woods.
Yeah.
Woods. Oh, he'll sue us? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Take him out. Never mention his fucking name on the show.
Did you hear what Crab Diving said about you?
No. Right. No James Woods. Okay. Name me an evil genius. They don't exist. Somebody who's really smart but does bad shit.
Ted Cruz.
Is he a Mensa? Is he?
I think probably. He's really smart. Yeah.
God damn it.
But uses it for evil.
There's just no... Then what you're saying is there's no answer. There's no answer. Forever.
What do you mean?
We are forever until... Hey, by the way, there's a meteor that's coming towards the planet. It's going to fucking kill us all.
But
did you see that?
I think, it's going to be 100,000 miles
away. Oh, that's all. It's going to pass between us and the moon. That's what I read. Is that true?
Where would you want it to hit?
It's going to kill us all.
But if it didn't? I mean, if it's
right on
gonna...
top of me. you want to be there for the apocalypse? All of a sudden, there's no sunlight for a year.
You don't think that if word leaked out among the Illuminati that
Illuminati, that are you including giant, Jay-Z?
Yeah, Jay-Z. You
Black
don't think
Lives Matter activist Beyonce
that SpaceX would be firing up right now and they'd be somehow trying to get off the planet.
Elon Musk is like, I've got 4 golden tickets to get on my rocket.
Exactly. Let's repopulate the universe.
Oh, shit. We're gonna the best jizz on the planet's gonna be in that there rocket.
So here's the rest of this Pat Robertson bullshit.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait.
Fuck you. Look at France. It's a beautiful country.
Detroit. I mean, look at Puerto Rico. All of the socialist states are going back.
I'm sorry. We're never going to get through this clip because I'm an asshole. What does he mean? Look at France. Look at Detroit. What kind of list is that?
Well, financial problems. France, not as much.
In what list do you put France and Detroit together?
Well, he means that there's socialist states that are failing.
Oh, okay. Where would
But Detroit is the poster child of capitalism fail, not of socialism fail.
Where would you rather?
It really is.
Where would you rather summer home?
What can I afford? Are we talking about?
No,
or where
if,
would
if
I?
If you're a person of wealth.
Well, right.
Okay. I mean, you know.
I understand there's some pretty cheap real estate in Detroit.
Yeah, you don't want to live off the...
don't drink the water.
I don't know. I can't think of a place in France that's not fucking Paris or Versailles. You don't want to live off the coast.
Beautiful.
Paris has a coast. France, good.
He wants a 90% top tax, and he kept inveighing against
it's
the...
It's not true. It's a lie. It's a lie. That's a pants on fire they did over at PolitiFact.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
That's bullshit. I, the other thing that's making me laugh is like, whoever is asking, you know, Pat Robertson's opinion on France, he's looking for that. I'm not. Right. No one's asking you, dickhead.
Right. Bernie Sanders is not calling for anywhere near... increasing to 90%. It's never even he's never even said anything like that. He's talked about in the past when it was
right
back in the 50s when the top marginal tax rate was 90% for the ridiculously rich and for corporations and shit. And guess what? That's when everybody was making money. That's when you could pump gas and raise a family.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with pumping gas? What's wrong with
fucking thing?
What's wrong with mopping floors for a living? It's hard fucking work.
I know. I don't get it. Like, why is it so reprehensible for me to walk down to the fucking corner and work at a Starbucks or work at a fucking McDonald's? Why can't I make a living doing that shit?
Right. And raise a family.
Oh, you're an evil socialist. You hate Jesus. I don't understand.
Somebody's got to mop that floor.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's hard work.
Right.
It's not easy work.
Is that hard?
Why not let that person raise a family on that money and go home at the end of the night and put his feet up?
Have you ever done a derivative? That's hard. I don't even know what that means.
17 million derivatives in the last 18 seconds.
Does that guy have to wear a back brace at work or
it's
gloves?
It's really hard.
I got to put on goggles while I invest in the stock market and fuck up your pension.
Pat Robertson's a lie. Bernie does not want to tax you at 90%. That's
a right wing.
That's an utter right wing bullshit lie.
No.
To run bankrupt. He wants a 90% top tax, and he kept inveighing against the billionaire class. How many billionaires have we got? You know, the whole thing is absurd.
Even if you took every...
The issue, how many billionaires have we got? The issue is, okay, there's only 400 of those cunts. Yeah, they're not all cunts. I apologize to cunts everywhere. That the problem isn't how many we've got. It's that they've got all the money. They've got it all, and they're getting more of it. I mean, these numbers are crazy. When you talk about the top 10th of 1% have as much wealth as the lowest half, all added together.
Dude, if you have enough...
All added together.
If you have enough money to go out and buy a couple of yachts and have, you know, more than three homes, you have too much money.
Yes.
And I don't mean to sound like a goddamn hippie. I'm sorry.
And the system is rigged in your favor. You don't need to be paying less taxes. Wham, wham, wham.
You'd be paying more.
I only made $100 million last year instead of $200
million. Dude, you'd be paying more so the people of this country don't run out in the middle of the street and start burning fucking tires.
Well, you know, there's that.
Barricade.
There is that to keep an eye out for.
Beyond the barricade at night.
That's absolutely right.
There's a grief that can't be spoken.
I know I have that somewhere in here.
And the pain goes on and on.
All I can find is Chris Hansen.
Dude, one night I was doing karaoke, and I used to run that karaoke room way back when. And I got kind of irritated. I don't know why. People are irritating me. It's like, it's, you know what it is? It's asshole after asshole asking me to find his favorite Yes song in whatever key, you know?
Good Lord.
Oh, God. And especially that place down there, right on Skid Row. I mean, you know, just it was like the cantina in Dantooine or whatever.
Sure.
And I don't know. I just got fed up. So I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm going to sing a song. And you know what I found? Empty chairs and empty tables.
God.
Every motherfucking verse. Every verse.
Awesome.
I cleared that fucker out.
You cleared the room.
I didn't care. I didn't give a fuck.
Fuck you all.
Oh, my God.
I think, is there a few more seconds of pay? Oh, there is.
Every penny from every billionaire in the United States, 100% tax rate, you couldn't run the government for 3 or 4 months. That means that if you want the big spending programs that Obama came out with yesterday or Hillary Clinton has endorsed or Bernie Sanders, you know where the money has to come from? It has to come from the middle class. Yeah. They are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
It's just, it's not Jesus true. First of all, there is no middle class to raise taxes upon.
Yeah.
And it's just not true.
If they want, but they're not.
This guy's giddy. He thinks that there's no way.
This is the worst.
He thinks Bernie's going to win, and that therefore
fires
the Republicans are a shoo-in because they think they want Bernie to run. They don't want Hillary.
God,
they think they can beat Bernie.
You know the most detestable thing about these right wing nut jobs. We play so many of these clips. A lot of them say something horrible, and then they follow it up with a chuckle or a belly laugh. Like, they just crack themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me hate them more. Like, much more!
Because they're not funny.
Yeah, and what they're saying ultimately isn't funny. It's disgusting. It's deplorable. It's rude. It's gross. And it's vulgar.
They're not the funny. We've talked about that a million times before. They're not the funniest.
They're not the party of funny. They're the party of fuck off
of groups,
and oh, you got raped. Guess what? You're going to have the baby. Eat a dick.
I've got a story here. Let's see. What else can we talk about? Go to our Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Cha-ching.
Do you want to hear a little bit of... Alex Jones.
Oh, my God. It's brutal today, man.
Alex Jones has a...
Pat Robertson, then Alex Jones.
I know. It's a 1-2 punch. Geez. Here's a little Alex Jones talking about his opinion on the, I believe, the election.
Bernie wants us to live under the heavenly socialist communist system like China, where you never hear the left criticize that Mao Zedong killed over 80 million people. The Chinese government admits, biggest mass murder in history.
Isn't Sean coming in Monday?
Oh, yeah. President's Day, right?
Yeah, next Monday. Sean Donovan would probably have something Monday, to say about 15th, this.
Right? Next Monday. Oh, okay.
Well, the upcoming Monday.
The upcoming Monday.
Right.
I was getting confused with that. The next Monday.
Right, listen live on February 15th.
Right. Sean, if you're listening, confirm that you're coming. Please twat us at Crab Diving.
He may have something to say about the whole mouth killing 80 million people.
He doesn't like anybody.
Live under the heavenly socialist communist system like China, where you never hear the left criticize that Mao Zedong killed over 80 million people. The Chinese government admits, biggest mass murder in history. That's why there's so many liberal, trendy places in Austin, in Denver, in New York, in L.A., in San Francisco, named after Mao. And
Oh, boy.
Yeah, what an asshole.
Oh, you remember Mao's in...
Mao, the fucking...
Chinese restaurant in Venice, great.
Should we feel bad for eating there?
Still there? No, it's
great. Horrible.
It's great food. We're lefties. We get to eat there.
You know, years ago, there's a Mao's in Venice, and there's also in the L.A. area, and there's a Mao's in the Hollywood area, Melrose.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a story where somebody ran their car through the front window on accident. Was it on accident, or is this like...
Was it Alex Jones?
Was it...
Take out the communist sympathizers on Hollywood Boulevard.
Fuck that. Fuck your
chopsticks. People go and love, play on their iPhones and the free market and their Chinese slave goods, and they drink beer and expensive wine and giggle about how fun it is to wear red stars. You couldn't put more bad luck on you. You couldn't trash your mojo better.
Good. Right. Fucking God.
Wearing swastika armbands, you stupid snot-nosed crud.
Jesus Christ.
God.
Stupid snot-nosed crud.
He's getting worked up.
I love it.
Live off the backs of everybody that fought Nazism and communism. You need to have your jaws broken.
Oh.
Did you
we
listen
need to
this?
Have our jaws broken.
Did you listen to this before?
No.
Oh, my God.
I read it. I read the transcript.
That is, I was going to say, did you think this was the most insane Alex Jones? That's a drop.
You
need to have your jaws broken.
The backs of everybody that fought Nazism and communism. You need to have your jaws broken.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Don't you worry. Reality's going to crash in on you, trash, who lowered our defenses, who brought the Republic down. Oh, we're already gone.
Good God.
Dude.
He talks about Glenn Beck being theatrical.
Jesus Christ.
No wonder they hate each other. They're both divas. They're both the master thespians.
You know, like Glenn Beck, let's call him Pavarotti. You know what I mean? Of the right. You know, he's got a beautiful voice. Yeah, he's well spoken. He figures out what he's going to say, and he makes his points, his loony points, quite clearly.
Right.
This Alex Jones is like, what is he like? He's not like Pavarotti though. Entertaining,
right?
Powerful. I mean, if you believe in what he's saying, I guess effective.
Bieber?
Yeah, he's Bieber. That's very good. He's Justin Bieber.
Drake
Bieber. Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber
calling
exists.
Me
There's
on
a male
my cell
porn
phone.
Star.
Huh?
No, that's Drake.
Right.
Justin Bieber is, hey.
And sorry.
I'm sorry. Justin Bieber. Meanwhile, he's listening. You think he listens to Crab Diving while he's doing a Rubik's Cube?
Bieber? Yeah, I think. Absolutely.
Hello,
he's a big fan.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to hear some more of this?
Yeah, yeah.
Jaws broken.
Jeez.
And on you trash, who lowered our defenses, who brought the Republic down. Oh, we're already gone. And you celebrate it like you've joined the globalist, mounting America's head on the wall.
Ooh, yeah.
Your great victory.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Mount that head on
the
wall.
I just thought of something. I have a jacket, and on the cuffs and the sleeves, there's a couple of red stars. Does that mean by wearing that jacket,
boy,
I'm supporting communism?
You are. You're bringing bad mojo.
Am I going to get my jaws broken?
You deserve your jaw broken.
Okay, I'm getting rid of that. Kate, go shit on that jacket. I'm not wearing it anymore. I'm going to get my jaws broken by some nutball.
You're worried about You're worried about an Alex Jones?
Yeah.
Somebody coming up and...
You don't think he sounds scary?
Yeah.
Jaw's broken.
He's a big
I don't want anything to do with that.
Blowhard lunatic.
Yeah, he is. He is.
With a lot of basement-dwelling fans. Here's some more.
Fucking nuts.
The mass rape of women across Europe. The national draft coming in for women. The families falling apart. Women degraded into nothing but sexual objects. All in the name of Gloria Steinem and the Central Intelligence Agency program.
Wow.
What?
Can I ask
Gloria Steinem?
And... Is that is
and
that,
the Central Intelligence
that
Agency?
That sounds like a music group.
I didn't. Gloria Steinem's an agent?
Guys,
of the,
give it up for the lovely crooning of Gloria Steinem and her backup singers, the Central Intelligence Agency.
Wow.
Like Earth, Wind, and fucking Fire.
And a Bernie Sanders with his fake Einstein hair and his, I'm a man of the people.
Oh, shit.
We go out and talk to Bernie Sanders supporters. They can hardly talk.
I don't know.
They're like him. Free! Free! I want free stuff!
This is a...
As if the New World Order is going to get...
I don't know.
This is the witty repartee. I have to give it to Glenn Beck.
I love
Glenn
it.
Glenn Beck would never say that.
Yeah,
Glenn Beck would
this
have
is
words.
So entertaining. You gotta be.
You
I
should
would,
see it.
I oh wait.
You should see the visuals.
You can see him go.
Absolutely.
Okay. Not fair.
Okay, we're backing up for a little bit.
Free, free! I want free stuff. As if the New World Order is going to give you anything free. Oh,
he's fucking batshit, isn't he? As if the New World Order is going to give you anything
you know,
free.
It's funny. I've never really watched him before. And they make him, I mean, if you look at it, even if you look at it, he looks nuts at that point. But God, I mean, he's in a suit. He's in like he's at a reasonable fucking anchor area. He looks
green
like,
screen.
Like,
he could be
looks
sitting
like ABC
in,
fucking news.
You could put a green screen anywhere.
He looks like Shrek when he makes that noise. He looks like it's like his big fucking head. He doesn't have a neck. I'm trying to explain what he looks like. He doesn't have a neck,
yeah.
And it's as if his mouth stretches from ear to ear, and his no neck. It's like his neck is a mouth. Unreal.
As if the New World Order is going to give you anything free. Oh, it's free like a piece of cheese.
What?
But a little mouse comes out and it smells it and goes to bite it and wha-bam breaks your neck.
Wha-bam.
But you're stupider than a little mouse.
Shit, man.
You can see all the countries and all the people caught in the mouse traps, caught in the big bear traps.
Oh, there's bears.
Oh, shit,
too.
Dude.
Who's the bears? He probably thinks he's a bear.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think?
How about an otter? Follow me on Boy Ahoy.
You know what you do? You go into a trendy shop on some capitalist strip. And you go in and you snuggle in with that credit card daddy put money in for the trust fund. And you put on that little fur-rimmed coat and you're all sexy with your Cameron Sickle on. And
what the fuck is he? He's talking about rich
it.
People that are communists now that are wearing furs with Cameron Sickle on them.
God, he paints an amazing picture. I mean, really.
Do you see a lot of fur-lined Che Guevara t-shirts?
I don't know. I mean, that does seem kind of hipsterish. I'm not going to put that past Silver Lake,
sure,
California,
sure.
You know.
But yeah. You're all sexy with your Cameron Sickle on and your Che Guevara, you know, shirt from Rage Against the Machine and the whole capitalist record company system selling it to you. And you go out on the street and you walk into McDonald's, man. And you have your...
You know, for serious, I mean, now that I think about it, maybe that jacket I have is commie. I want to go get it, and I want to show it to you. Is that stupid for me to walk to my room?
Maybe you save it for after the
show. Okay, is that good for radio?
We'll Periscope the moment.
I don't want like, someone looking
like
at my...
Like Geraldo opening the vault. It'll be like...
We'll be deciding if you have a commie jacket.
If they're lunatics running around the fucking country, whatever.
Ask Sean on Monday.
I'll ask Sean.
Let him smell it and see if it sets off his commie sense.
Sean's like, I'll give you $5. I want that jacket. Yeah. I'll give it to Sean, and then he can wear it.
Alpha double latte. Oh, yeah. Pathetic scum. Oh, how you'll burn in the camps later.
I'm not sure if he's more fun than Glenn Beck. I'm enjoying the hell out of watching this fucking lunatic.
I think
he's losing his mind.
I think I'm not kidding you. Well, I wouldn't want to hire this guy because he says some pretty heinous shit, but God.
I'm worried for his like blood pressure or something. I mean, he's turning red and he's like, pathetic. Well, scum.
I gotta tell you, if you play drops from our show and you're on the other side.
Oh, maybe.
Imagine what people would say about us, man. But fuck! I mean, if I was in charge of Pixar, I'm Ryan Fire for a VP of Talent Development. I'm like, hey, Alex, maybe play a rerun today. I want you to come into the studios. We lay down some shit because he's got that vocal. It's amazing. His voice is amazing. I'm going to break your jaws.
I don't know how he
sounds like he's in Shrek.
Oh, how you'll burn in the camps later.
Jeez.
Wishing you'd done something. I mean, you are the ultimate chumps, the ultimate buffoons, the ultimate schmucks.
It brings a little Yiddish.
Oh, my God, man.
For the Jewish watchers.
Oh, my fucking God. Schmucks.
The ultimate buffoons, the ultimate schmucks. See, I've got so much news, and then when I read it, you're in the break looking at more of it coming in, I get so upset.
He just put his hand on his face like, oh, jeez, oh, it's so Christ. Hard being Alex Jones.
How is he so, like, I mean, he's so, like, he's by himself recording this? Is there a studio audience
got,
in there?
No audience, but he's probably got staff.
Because it's like he's performing for someone. I mean, you know, you can tell that he is worried about it being good.
He's talking to the voices in his head.
And entertaining. I don't know. Is he this crazy or is he putting on a fucking show?
I don't know. I mean, yes. Maybe both.
It's all of it. It's all of it. Jesus
Christ. See, I've got so much news. And then when I read it, you're in the break looking at more of it coming in. I get so upset.
Oh, shit. Wait. Pause it for a second. He's going to get more upset. He was just yelling. He's more upset now.
But the public had so much freedom. They were so wealthy, even our poorest, they had no idea that what they're replacing it with is abject slavery.
Oh, he looks like he's getting ready to wipe tears from his face.
Oh, my God.
That's the end of that clip.
It's fucking insane, dude.
Right Wing Watch. So Alex Jones saying Bernie Sanders voters, basically, we need to have our jaws broken.
Hilarious.
Your jaw's broken.
Oh, God, man.
There you go. You can listen to Alex Jones over on the Alex Jones Batshit channel. What is he, InfoWars?
I don't know.
Is that his deal, I think?
Yeah.
I've got, a lot of reactions coming in to the election. But there was a story a couple days ago at the Washington Post, which is a there was a poll taken.
Poll.
And it was like we were talking about a little earlier about this indoctrination of us and older generation.
Yeah, yeah.
About the evils of communism and the evils, the Red Scare. There was no
for
many of us growing up, there was no Soviet Union.
Oh, really?
right?
That blows my mind. We grew up like that. We grew up in,
tail end
of
it,
fucking war.
Yeah.
When did the Cold War start?
50s?
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe he just did that.
Alex Jones.
Oh, my fucking God. I'm still getting over that clip.
But there was a recent survey done by YouGov that...
YouGov.
Asked people whether they have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of socialism and of capitalism.
And what did they say? Were they like,
overall, 52% expressed a favorable view of capitalism.
Okay.
But 29% have a favorable view of socialism. That's across all. these Republicans, Democrats, it's everybody.
Do they
29% ain't bad.
Do they know we're dick deep in an oligarchy though?
The oligarchy is dick deep in us.
that's yeah.
The
dick deep in oligarchy.
Now you'll find this unsurprising.
Oh yeah.
Republicans?
Yes.
Those in families earning more than $100,000.
Lucky you guys.
And people over the age of 65
yes.
had an especially high regard for capitalism when compared to socialism. Gee.
That's crazy. That's crazy talk.
The Democrats rated both of them equally positively. Democrats rated socialism and capitalism both at 42% favorability. But respondents younger than 30, this is what's going to drive them nuts. Millennials, younger people, rate socialism as more favorable than capitalism by 11%.
Wow, I mean...
So it's not working.
Right.
The Jesus shit isn't working on the kids. And the... socialism is evil shit isn't working on the kids.
I mean, at what point did the Democrats say, if Bernie doesn't run, how the fuck is Hillary going to get that young vote out? How are they going to
go?
Is it fear? Will it just be pure fucking fear of a Donald Trump presidency?
And will that work?
Yeah.
Do Democrats, young people are going to come out of fear? I don't know.
Dude.
I think they'll come out of hope.
Well, think about
their hopey changing and shit. And to quote Sarah Palin,
you aren't totally afraid of like, let me give you a few names. Like President Trump, that doesn't scare you?
Less than President Cruz.
Okay, President Cruz.
Oh.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not running to the polls. I don't care how old you are. You're old enough to vote. You don't want President Cruz. You don't want President Rubio.
Mm.
President Gilmore, whoever that fucking is. You don't want him? Who knows?
Frankly, I don't know if I want President Gilmore.
I would know him.
I don't know anything about President Gilmore.
If somebody said, hi, I'm Jim Gilmore, nice to meet you, I'd be like, who the fuck are you?
Right.
No offense.
Right-wing and bitter, clinging, proud clingers of our guns, our God, and our religions, and our Constitution tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
Holy fucking cock.
So I guess there's hope.
Dude.
On the horizon.
This is just batshit fucking lunacy all across the motherfucking board, yo. Seriously. I think people will come out of fear. It's sad. I think if Bernie doesn't get the nomination.
Right.
People will come out and vote for Hillary. And they, you know. She could shut down her campaign office in the morning after she gets into the primary. No one wants Donald Trump to be president. They're terrified.
Right. But in 2000, was it last year? Last summer now, they're saying it's already changed a little bit because there was a Gallup poll last summer that said, would you vote for this person if your party nominated a generally well-qualified person for president who happened to be blank,
yes,
would you vote for that person?
Okay.
And Catholic, woman, black, Hispanic, Jewish, Mormon, gay, lesbian, evangelical Christian, Muslim,
okay,
atheist, socialist.
Oh, it's the biggest one is going to be atheist.
No,
everybody hates the atheist.
I actually read them in order.
Really?
Of yes, you would vote for these people. 93% would vote for a Catholic. Only 6% said they would not.
I would not. No, fuck that shit.
92%. What do you mean you wouldn't vote for?
No. I don't want any sky god
bullshit. I got over it. I've escaped.
Sky god bullshit ain't
working.
But
nonetheless, there's crazier out there.
Yeah. I agree, but...
I would vote for a Catholic over most... Well, but there's some weird Catholics like Santorum and Jindal that are...
Fucked up.
I don't know. They seem crazier. Than the way I was brought up
Catholic
in
Church.
A gulag of Catholicism.
I don't want the Catholic Church in my fucking White House.
12 years of Catholic school I went to.
Okay.
I know Catholics.
Right.
And I don't know.
They drink.
These guys are nutball Catholics.
You
know what they're trying to do?
Yes.
They're trying to pander to the evangelicals. Catholics are not evangelical loonies.
Right. And evangelical loonies don't give two shits about your Catholicism.
And you've got Jindal and Santorum who are... evil pope-loving Catholics to the evangelicals who are still trying to suck evangelical starfish by, But the baby killing thing and the and Jesus and no porn and women should wear long skirts and stay home and spit out baby stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
92% would vote for a woman.
Okay, I'll vote for a woman. I don't give a shit. 8%
would not. Why would somebody not vote for a woman?
Because they're fucking racist evangelical idiots.
92% would vote for a black person. 7% okay. would not.
I would vote for a black person. I have.
Hispanic, Jewish, both yes, 91%.
Yes, of course.
And 8% would not. What is wrong with all these people who would not vote for?
Ignorance.
Mormon.
No. No fucking way.
18% would not vote for a Mormon.
No, and I will tell you why. I ain't voting for somebody who throws a couple of rocks in a hat and says, oh, wait, let me tell you what Jesus is saying. That's too crazy. Sorry.
But how different is that loony myth?
I don't care.
From many of the others.
It's not that old. Right? Doesn't that weird you out?
So the guy walking on the water, raising people from the dead.
I hate that
turning
too.
Loaves into fishes, or fishes, you know what I mean.
Let me ask you something.
Wine to water, and then coming back from the dead 3 days later.
Crazy.
That's far more believable than a guy sticking his head in a hat and reading some magic rocks.
No. I'm saying I don't want to vote for either. Equally. I hate both. Don't you? I mean, both are stupid.
First of all, we're not going to have anybody to vote for, because right now in this country, you absolutely can't.
Yes.
Although Bernie kind of said, well, he did say that he does not ascribe to any organized religion.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Bernie, who does, what fucking bullshit sky god does Hillary associate her ass with?
Is she a Methodist, maybe, or she's a Protestant?
You're telling me she was a first lady during the Clinton presidency?
I can't believe Hillary.
Arkansas, she believes in a higher power. Fuck off.
Politically, she absolutely does.
Oh, yes.
gay or lesbian, 24% would not vote for
gay
or lesbian.
I would prefer it. How do you like that?
Although 25% would not vote for an evangelical Christian.
Ding, ding, ding. That's me. No, fuck off. We're done with that.
Yeah, I don't know that I would vote for an evangelical Christian.
Yeah, you do. There's no way you would.
I can't imagine any of their beliefs coinciding with mine, so I can't imagine I would
vote. Boy, that is the nicest way to put that. Good one.
38% would not vote for a Muslim. I'm amazed it's that low.
Listen, I'm being a little fucking asshole. I'll vote for a Muslim, but I won't vote for an evangelical. How do you like that? Suck my dick.
Head's spinning.
I don't care. Spin away. Spin on this.
The bottom two of this group are atheists and socialists. And
what?
Yeah. 40% of the people polled would not vote for an atheist.
Oh, my God.
And otherwise qualified for president, 40% of people said they would not vote for an atheist. But 50 said they would not vote for a socialist. But that was a year ago. Now I think it's changing, though. I think Bernie is changing the views, maybe.
Let me tell you my wet dream of a candidate. Gay or lesbian? Yes. Because I think diversity is important.
All right.
I would say that in the time we're at in history, I think that's important to have.
But
it doesn't matter,
though. I mean, that's like the people saying you're going to go to hell if you don't vote for Hillary. If you've got a JJ.
I haven't told you my number two reason why I want that. Because it's going to piss off those evangelicals. It's going to be so great.
Twist the panties of the evangelicals. Yeah.
Alabama. I want reaction shots of all these rednecks when our first gay president is inaugurated.
I think you could just rerun the photographs of when Barack Hussein Obama was elected.
It's great.
And the black guy got in.
Let's keep the party going. Think about that, man. The next president of the United States is either going to be a woman or Jewish.
Or Trump.
No. Come on.
Or Ted Cruz.
I'm going to start saying, now you want to make me sound like Alex Jones.
Yeah. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're saying.
It's going to be a dark day here at Crab Diving. It'll be the best show ever. But the day they crown that nutcase Ted Cruz president.
Oh, well, we'll
Holy fuck. Goodbye.
We'll be launching our Kickstarter to send the crabs to Turks and Caicos or something.
Kickstarter. We ain't got time for that shit. We guys just got to make for the border before that wall goes up. I'm not kidding you.
You want to go to Mexico?
I want to get the fuck out of here.
Or do you mean the northern border?
You know, like
are they putting a border up?
Yes. Ted Cruz is going
to. The Canadians might put one up to keep us out.
Yeah, yeah. He'll start some ministry of, you know, evilpodcasts.com or something. He's going to be.
The Ministry of Evil Podcasts.
Totally, dude.
Sure.
He's going to have minions combing iTunes looking for subversive messages.
Look at that Patriot Act. You can be grabbed off the street and thrown away without any rights. And they can rendition you to fucking Guantanamo if it's still open.
Right.
Because they can label you a terrorist. And there's no definition of terrorist. If Ted Cruz gets in and decides that evil liberals screaming on the internet are terrorists because they're inciting people to disagree with him, that means we could be snatched off the street.
I don't want that, man. I don't want to be snatched off the fucking street. We got everybody listen to me. If you're listening to this fucking podcast, you know, I beg you, please put down your goddamn bong, your fucking dabs, all your marijuana fucking paraphernalia.
Or take a hit and still go out and vote. Yeah,
just get out the fucking
door.
Is
that what you're talking about? Yeah.
We need to I'm gonna make a proposal, and this is again, you need to get out the Hitler music. I think for this next election in November, I think there needs to be a burning of all indica.
Not inhaling.
Oh, and God, burning. You're right. I don't know how we're going to get rid
right.
of it. We got to get rid of it.
You're saying sativa only, so maybe, that you're not attached to the couch.
I mean, really, maybe the medical marijuana industry, as a service to this country, can suspend all indica sales until Donald Trump isn't fucking president anymore.
Right.
It's the least you could do, okay? By the way, who is big marijuana endorsing for the next president? The Democrat, probably. Whoever.
I don't know. Big marijuana is happening yet. They
no
tried
shit.
It in Ohio, right? And remember, the people wisely voted that shit down because...
I don't want to go to Walmart of weed.
Right.
Horrible.
And they were going to give it to only like 10 companies or something. It was really the fucking evil capitalist dickwads trying to create a monopoly, a near monopoly, a decopoly.
Jesus.
On top of that, saying, you know, isn't that... That's anti-capitalist. How do the Republican fuckwads explain coming up with that plan?
You know what that'll happen? You know what would happen?
Saying we're only going to let 10 companies do it. How does that encourage open capitalistic competition?
Well, I'll tell you how it'll encourage you. Because if we all of a sudden have big marijuana and the price is driven up and the only people that can actually sell the big marijuana, like what, organized crime, big enough sellers so they could... If that'll happen, we're going to have drug dealers again selling marijuana illegally.
Right.
Not under the protection of the law of how you can legally sell it because it's going to suck ass.
Yeah.
We're going to have the same fucking thing again, man. Does that make sense? Or
do I sound
like Alex Jones?
No.
Break my jaws.
Now you sound like Alex Jones.
Break my jaws. I got a sweater with a red fucking... Sleeve. I got a red star on my fucking...
You scum. You takers. What a fucking more. Wow.
I mean, he must be.
That's spectacular.
When he's done, he wears a suit.
Jones?
Yes. He has a suit on and
a jacket on over whatever.
Shit, man. He should be wearing like breathable clothes. He must be so tired. How long is the show? How long does he do his little deal? Just himself at that fucking news.
I don't know how long his show is.
He must be out of his. I mean, you know. I'm sure you're exhausted at the end of this show from talking so fucking much.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
You know, Alex Jones must be exhausted. Glenn Beck must be.
Oh, they're hard workers.
Beat.
We admire their work ethic and their broadcast chops.
Right.
What they say is heinous and batshit.
Oh yeah.
But that's one of the reasons we play them so much is their artful their artful turn of the words. Right.
Heinous batshit.
Speaking of heinous and batshit.
Oh, my God.
Completely off the rails. Not that he wasn't before.
Okay.
Fucking Ted Nugent.
Oh, God.
I mean, not only did he start off with an anti-Semitic meme basically saying that the gun lobby and gun sense is an evil outshoot of the offshoot of the Jewish cabal or something like that. It's very strange. He was called out on it, and then he tweeted another picture of from the 1930s of Jews being rounded up by Nazi soldiers in Germany. Right. And he said his comment was something like, wasn't it sheeple being led to the slaughter or something like that? Soulless sheep being led to the slaughter.
That, I mean, it's the most disgusting.
Not me.
He's nuts.
And so now even gun people are like, whoa, wait a second. This guy is, this may be a little too much even for us. He can call Obama a monkey or whatever. Didn't he call him a
he said he had a bone through his nose. Something. Savage. Did he refer to Obama as a savage?
Yeah, mongrel or something like that. Or
that was it.
Something.
That was it. Yeah. How ridiculous. I can't believe they finally struck a nerve with these gun nuts. Something bothers them that it's not gun control.
Well, now some of these gun owners are pressuring the NRA to boot longtime board member Ted Nugent.
Okay. Then let's have an understanding, because these NRA gun nuts, they're not booting him because they're offended at what he said. They're booting him
About Obama.
No. About they just feel like he's a loose cannon, and maybe he doesn't want. Maybe they don't think it's smart to have Ted Nugent as the face of their organization. You know what I mean?
But it's okay what he says about Obama.
Right. So it doesn't make any sense. Right. I mean, they just don't.
Want him fired after he put something on social media depicting prominent American Jews as the men and women really behind gun control.
Aye.
He put a photo on Facebook with Feinstein. On her picture, it said Jew York City. Or on Bloomberg's picture, it said Jew York City Mayor Mikey Bloomberg.
It's so stupid.
The Israeli flag appears over or next to each of the 12 faces in the photo, which is the same one that's been shared many times in white supremacist circles.
What a creep.
He later posted that picture of Nazis rounding up Jews.
Boycott damn Yankees. Boycott damn Yankees. Not the musical.
An NRA spokesman says, individual board members do not speak for the NRA.
But you're on the board. You do. Wait, how is that even a statement? You're saying a guy on the board, when he makes a statement, guy on the board of the NRA, when he says something about guns, he's not speaking on behalf of the NRA. Yes, he is.
Well, if he's talking about guns, I guess.
Right.
But even then, they're distancing themselves, saying that individual board members don't speak for the whole fucking group of assholes. Last night, Nugent was doing some damage control. He reposted a 2010 tribute to Aaron Zellman, who founded Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership.
Fuck you.
Look at me. I'm not anti-Semitic. I got a friend, an American blood brother, and an American warrior legend, the great Aaron Zellman, perfectly represented all free men who refused to be controlled by others or denied our God-given right to keep and bear arms.
Oh, my God.
He wrote.
It's like somebody needs a emergency transfusion of marijuana.
We stand repulsed by the ugly soullessness of helplessness. Jeez. Repulsed by the ugly soullessness of unarmed helplessness.
Did he just wake up in the morning and is like, oh God, I'm Satan. I never realized.
So he's sticking by his, the Jews were soulless weenies by allowing themselves to be disarmed and taken off to the gas chambers.
I'm calling for a ban on the music of Ted Nugent.
Right. Okay. It's not damn Yankees' fault, but Ted Nugent.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back tomorrow, Thursday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget, everything's at crabdiving.com. Buy shit at Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out here.
Yay.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where, find out when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook.
facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.